On the first night of my imprisonment, my captor gave me a gift. It was a gorgeous, bright yellow canary that sang its little heart out in a gold-gilded cage. I stared in wonder at the little creature, somehow expecting the worst. I didn't know Cain that well back then, and I was convinced he'd only given me the bird so he could snap its neck next. But he didn't. He put it in my room, the cage the very first thing I would see every morning, the bird never quieting down unless I put the cloth over the cage. I liked to hear him sing, but I never gave him a name, too afraid that if I formed an attachment, my captor would do something to hurt the bird, and subsequently, me.
"Do you like the way it sings?"
he asked me in that sweet, dark voice I would come to know so well.
"I bet you do. But I bet you sing even prettier."
I was terrified, angry, and ready to strike, but he didn't touch me the first night, or the first week. I was shown to a gorgeous room, one swathed in luxurious white and pink fabrics and painted a pretty shade of dove gray. The furniture was expensive, and the room was something every girl would dream of. But I knew it wasn't just a place to stay. For the foreseeable future, it would be my home and my prison combined. I slept restlessly, barely able to catch a wink of sleep. He was on my mind. The mysterious man who'd taken me, who'd killed my whole family, claiming he had revenge on his mind and hurting me in his heart. I knew his games wouldn't end there. I knew he would do his best to keep on making my life a living hell. But back then, I was strong and resilient, and so sure I was going to escape. I managed to convince myself the gorgeous room would only be my prison for a matter of hours or days until the Marinos rescued me. I didn't even think I would end up under Cain's cruel hand for 5 years. Not back then. No. I didn't lose hope until months. Years later. The next morning, I woke up late. There was breakfast waiting for me on a small table. Oatmeal with berries and a heavy dollop of cream. I didn't know whether it was just a lucky guess, but it was my favorite breakfast, one I had often had back at home. I didn't want to eat it, but I was ravenous. I resisted for as long as I could, stalling before I spooned the yummy mixture into my mouth. It felt so good to eat again, like the last shred of normalcy I had left was in that little bowl of food. I ate until I was full, then pushed the bowl away and went to stand by the window. I was wearing my blood-stained dress from the previous night, the blood now staining the pristine sheets of the bed as well. I waited. I didn't move from my spot by the window. I just anticipated he would come soon. My captor would collect me. I wasn't wrong. I felt his presence before I heard his voice. I turned around sharply, my hand lingering on the window frame as my eyes met his. He was handsome, in a young rogue kind of way. His hair was a touch too long, but styled to perfection, and he was wearing a suit, just like the last time I saw him. Once again, it was a little too big, but at least it wasn't bloodstained this time around. A dark smile promising trouble lit up his face, and he approached me slowly, like a lion stalking its prey. He already knew he'd won the game we were playing. There was nowhere for me to run.
"Sleep well, my little orphan?"
he asked me, and I turned my face away, unable to hold the weight of his gaze.
"I thought about you all night."
I didn't answer, perhaps the first sign of my inability to speak around him. He always managed to render me speechless.
"No matter," he replied as if speaking to himself. "This was your first and last night in this room. Your training begins today. Aren't I nice for giving you something so beautiful last night?"
"No," I snapped. "Not very nice at all, since you're going to rip it away from me the first chance you get." He grinned at me, coming close but not touching me as he spoke.